Blog Talk Radio.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today when I think about all I've been through and I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me, because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies, but God favored me. My character,
my integrity, my faith in God, he
saved
me.
But it would not fall, would not bend,
won't compromise,
God saved
me.
I spoke life and prosperity,
prosperity.
I even spoke health,
he saved me.
They whispered about me,
conspired.
They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me, but God favored me. My character,
my integrity, my faith in God,
he favored me.
Will not fall, will not bend,
not gonna bend,
won't compromise. God favored me, I speak life,
I speak prosperity, and I speak health.
Know that the Lord is favoring you this evening.
The song says, God favored me through sickness, through pain, through disappointments, through heartaches. God favored me. God favored us, people of God. And it's a wonderful blessing to know in your heart of hearts that God always favored you. He never said that we wouldn't go through anything. He never even promised us that the road would be easy. But he made some sure promises to us. He said, when your mother and your father forsake you, I'll take you up. He also said he would stick with us closer than a brother. He said he would be with us until the end of the world. There is a benefit package in serving the Lord. And we don't serve God because of his benefit package, but we serve him because of who he is. Because the songwriter said, because of who he is, I give him glory. Because of who he is, I give him praise. Because of who he is, we will lift our voice and say, we worship you, Lord, for who you are. So I don't know about you, but on this evening I'm worshiping God for who he is, just for who he is, because if you worship him for that alone, you know you have everything that you have need of, because there's no failure in God. Amen. We greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. If I was able to sing a song, I would sing Just Another Day's Journey, and I'm glad about it. I hope you are as excited and glad about this day's journey as I am. Amen. Once again, we thank you for tuning in and listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We're on this airwaves Monday through Friday, and now we've added Saturday to our repertoire. We're on at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, 3 o'clock p.m. Central time, and 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Saturday, we're on at 5 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 o'clock a.m. Central Time, getting a little lost here, and 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the host for that segment is none other than Minister Billy Burns of Apex, North Carolina. So she's hosting this show on Saturday mornings, and I tell you, this was her second week hosting, and the name of this segment is They Overcame. How many know in Revelation 12 it says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and also the word of our testimony? So when you testify of what God has done in your life, you're overcoming. You overcome by that testimony. And we already know we overcome because of the precious blood of Jesus that he shed on Calvary for not just me, not just Sister Benoit, but for each and every one of you. So join her on that Saturday. If you have a powerful testimony that you would like to share with the world and share with our listening audience, make a sacrifice and get up. If you're on the East Coast at 8 o'clock a.m., and if you're on the West Coast at 5 o'clock a.m., I made that sacrifice, and I tell you, I was blessed. Anytime you make sacrifice for the benefit of others, God is pleased with that sacrifice. Amen. Also on Sunday morning, we're on for 30 minutes of prayer, corporate prayer, at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. That's 9 o'clock Central time and 10 o'clock Eastern Standard time. We're on the line for 30 minutes of corporate prayer as you're getting ready to go to your respective houses of worship. We just decided to dedicate 30 minutes of corporate prayer unto the Lord. Amen. We thank you for tuning in Monday through Fridays at 1 o'clock p.m. Truly, it is a blessing. And we want to remind you again by way of announcement of our True Fellowship Conference that is only about 2.5 weeks away. We're looking to have a marvelous time, and we're looking for God to do some great things. We're looking to meet people that we've never met before, and we're also looking to introduce the men and women of God to one another, some that don't know one another. But how many know that the Bible says, Jesus said, God said, I have 7,000 that have even bowed. So he said, I have some that you know not of, that's not of your fold. So God has people all over the nation, all over the world that serving him. So you're not the only one that's lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. So that event will take care of its True Fellowship Conference 2012 on December 7th and 8th. And it will be held at Dr. Kenneth Burford's Church, Christ Redeeming Center, at 2281 East Main Street in Stockton, California. 95205 is that zip. And we're looking forward to having a wonderful time. The service starts at 7 o'clock p.m. on that Friday, and that morning at 10 o'clock a.m., we have a host of wonderful men and women of God that will be ministering the Word of God to you. We have Dr. Winston L. Singleton, Jr. He's a district elder of Greater Enrichment Ministries from Los Angeles, California. We have pastor and prophetess Cheryl Harrison of Healing Power and Prayer, of Prayer and Compassion and Healing Ministries in Elk Grove, California. We also have Pastor Ashton Adams of Circle of Love Ministries, along with our psalmist, First Lady Carol Stafford Adams. And we also have Dr. Kenneth Burford, who will be hosting this at his location. Amen. And we also have Evangelist Doris Campbell, who is a senior vice president with Five Links Enterprises, and also Sister Dorothy Screen will be presenting a business opportunity meeting for those of you that would like to learn how to bring more in another stream of income into your family and into your respective churches. Amen. So we look forward to that. If you have not received any information, please contact me at area code 209-271-8735, and I will certainly email that information out to you ASAP. Amen. Amen. We thank God for what he's doing in our lives. And last week we began to talk about the focus, Destiny Focus, was love lifted me. And we heard some powerful testimonies on last week. We heard Sister Millie give her testimony, and I tell you, it was a testimony that she should always remember, because had not God intervened and had her family to get her to the hospital, she wouldn't even be among the land of the living on today. So God bless you, Sister Millie. Don't ever stop telling that testimony, because that is your personal testimony of how God delivered you. And also, many of you all heard how my car did a hydroplane, and I should have been out here on November the 9th, 4:35 in the morning. I'm accurate. I'm always accurate about what God has done for me. I keep a log book, and I record the many experiences that I have. And even as the Lord talked with me, and as the Lord put different things in our spirit, and sometimes the Lord don't put things in your spirit, and God can give you an unction, and you decide to do such and such. So it's always good to keep a log, you know. And I'll always remember November the 9th at 4:35 in the morning. Now that car hydroplaned and went over the embankment. I could have been dead, but I thanking God, you know. And I think it's so appropriate this week, as the nation has set aside this special day of Thanksgiving, for families to come together and be thankful. And when I think about that word, and I begin to look up that word on this morning as I was sitting here meditating and just thanking God for his goodness. You know, the nation is celebrating Thanksgiving, but I don't wait until that day that the nation set aside to give God thanks. It should be thankful each and every day that the Lord give us an opportunity to rise and shine. When he give us an opportunity to have all the activities of our limbs, when he keep our minds sound, hallelujah, that is more reason to give him praise. That's another opportunity to give him thanks. Amen. So we're going to continue on this week with our destiny focus, and we're going to shift a little bit, and we're going into giving thanks. Giving thanks. How do we give the Lord thanks? How can we even just open our lips and open our mouth and offer praises to God? Because when we think about God, he's so awesome. And there's so that, you know, he's done so many wondrous works. The books, we couldn't even, there isn't even enough books to contain the magnificence of his glory, to contain all the wondrous works. And I know each and every one of us have a different testimony. So we're going to allow you to talk about thanks on this weekend, how we can give thanks to the Lord, how we can just let him know how much we appreciate his goodness, how much we appreciate his kindness, how much we appreciate everything that the Lord has done for us. Amen, amen. We see a couple of guests on the line in the chat room on today, and I hope I can get to some of you all today. If you want to chat, just give your chat, and we'll get back to you. Thank God for guest 4355. Another guest, 4355, 9279, and another guest with a lot of numbers. So we thank God for the guests that are in the chat room on today. Amen. We also see a live caller that I'm not familiar with your area code. So what we're going to do before we get and open up the lines, we're going to ask Evangelist Kinnaman to open up with a word of prayer for us on today, and then we're going to go to our caller that we see on the line, and we're talking about giving thanks, not just because it's Thanksgiving, but I think it's appropriate because we are celebrating this week that national holiday, Thanksgiving. So it's just appropriate for us to just piggyback from last week with our testimony on Love Lifted Us. And this week we're saying, giving thanks, giving thanks. So, Evangelist Kinnaman, would you open up with a word of prayer for us on today?
Yes, praise God.
God bless
Heavenly
you.
Heavenly Father, God bless you. Heavenly Father, we come to you this day, God. We thank you, God, because we know this is the day the Lord has made. And you said in your word, we shall be glad and rejoice in it. And, God, we are so grateful to you, Lord, because of your extended mercy you have upon us, Lord. We thank you, God, because you're a God of restoration. You're a God of renewing. You're a God of saving, delivering. You're a God of every little G, God. You're above everyone, God. And we give you thanks, God. We give you thanks. We praise you. We magnify your name, God. And you are worthy, Lord. You're worthy of all our praise. You're worthy, God, all the time. We thank you, God, for waking us up, Lord. The day that wasn't promised to us, but God, you touch it with your finger of love and say that we can live on. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for everything you're doing in our life. And God, bless the people on this broadcast right now, God, Jesus, those in the other rooms, a part of the broadcast. Bless them, God, Jesus. Give them a mind, God, to even give them a mind to praise you, Lord, even when things are going bad, even when things are not going our way, God. We have a right to praise you, God. We have the right to give you thanks, God, because you are the God. Hallelujah. You are our God, God, and we look it out to you, God. Hallelujah, for everything that you do in our life, God, and we glorify your name, and we forever, God, give you praise. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Evangelist Kinnaman. God bless you on today. We're going to go to this caller, and your area code is 407, and the last four of your number is 1315. Can you greet us on today?
Praise the Lord, Evangelist Adrian. I'm just listening in.
Okay, who am I speaking with?
Yes. I'm Evangelist Archibald. It's falling in love with Jesus.
Falling in love with Jesus?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen, amen. Well, we're just on this line this week, falling in love with Jesus, and we're just thanking God for his many, many blessings, and we have the line open for any testimonies. Do you have a testimony that you would like to share with our listeners?
Not at this time, because I am here at work, but I just have
okay.
a time where I can listen in, so I
okay, well, God bless you on today. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it, and we pray that the Lord will continue to bless you as we lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And we're going to go back to Evangelist Kinnaman shortly. But as I begin to think about this word thanksgiving, and we're talking about giving thanks, and as I begin to look at this word thanksgiving, it says an act of giving thanks, a prayer expressing gratitude. It also says a public acknowledgement or celebration of divine goodness. Now, I like that. Ah, hallelujah, because the Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, and we overcome by the word of our testimony. And so when we begin to testify, we're talking about God's divine goodness. We're doing we're making a public acknowledgement about it was not no goodness of my own that the Lord spared my life on last week when my car tires were plain. It wasn't no goodness of my own that the Lord didn't allow me to go 20 or 30 or 40 feet down over the cliff. Hallelujah. But it was because of God's divine goodness, Sister Millie. It was his divine goodness, and it was his guardian angels that intervened. Hallelujah. And it also says to act, to be grateful, the acknowledgement of benefits and favors, especially to God. Now, I like that one, too. Grateful acknowledgement of benefits or favors, especially to God. Amen. So guess what? We should always acknowledge God for his benefits. We don't serve him for his benefits, but because of his benefits, we need to acknowledge him. Because of his favors, we need to acknowledge him. Amen. And then it says a public again, celebration, a public celebration of divine favor or kindness. A day set apart for giving thanks to God. So the nation as a whole is coming together to give God thanksgiving. How, Lord, are they going to give you thanks? How are they just going to take one day and set aside and give you thanks? What about the other 364 days of the year that you protect them, that you provide for them, that you shelter them, that you keep them? Oh, it's an insult to God to just give him one day of thanks. It's an insult to God to just acknowledge him publicly for one day. It's an insult to God to forget about his divine goodness. It's an insult to God to forget about the benefits that he loads you up with daily. It's an insult to God. But because of God being gracious, because of his loving kindness, he allows you to express yourself on this one day that the nation has set aside. But I'm here to tell you today that those of you that have made a commitment, those of you that have dedicated your life to the Lord, you know every day when we rise, we have to give God some praise. If you turn over to Psalm 63, hey, God, I bless you on the day. Psalm 63:1, it says, "Oh Lord, oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary." Ah, let me stop for a moment. Oh, glory to God. It says, verse 2 says, "To see thy power and thy glory, so as I've seen thee in the sanctuary." How many are going to the houses of worship on today, and how many are experiencing and seeing God? How many are experiencing and seeing God? We're going for form or fashion. We're going to look at one another. We're going to see if you are sad or if you have a smile on your face, and we're going to assess in our heart, oh, you're going through something. She's not pleasant today. I see a frown on her face. I don't see her happy. I don't see her jolly. But the devil is a lie. You go to the house of worship to publicly acknowledge God's benefits, to publicly acknowledge the divine goodness and favor that God has extended to you. And verse 3 says, I'm going to stop at verse 4. We're in Psalm 63, verses 1 through 4. And verse 3 says, "Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee." Because of God's loving kindness, the psalmist says, is better than life. Therefore, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Nobody has to set a day aside for me to give God thanks when I think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. My soul began to remember when I was in a horrible pit. He brought me out. My soul was begin to remember when I gave birth and the doctors did not know that my son was coming breech. Did not know until I went into labor that my son was coming breech. And they didn't have time to turn that baby in my womb. Hallelujah. So they had to give me a C-section. Oh, don't tell me about the goodness of the Lord. If you haven't had any experiences for yourself, then I beg you to begin a relationship with God. Because then will you remember his divine goodness. Then will you remember his divine favor. Hallelujah. God is a good God. We take so many things for granted. I could have been dead giving birth, but the Lord spared my life. Hallelujah. I think about the many times I've had some incidents where my children could have been taken out. I think about the time when a beetle was threatening to be put in my home to shoot me up with dope. Hallelujah. Heroin. I could have been a heroin addict today, but the Lord held back. God, when they took and tied up my home as though they was going to shoot, put the point in my home, the Lord intervened. And you say, why are you saying that, Adrian? Because I'm remembering God's divine goodness. I'm remembering what he brought me from. Hallelujah. Some of my friends, as I think about it, some of them are in jail. Some of them are dead. Some of them are still strung out on drugs. But the Lord brought me out. Why did he bring me out? He didn't bring you out to be jealous. He didn't bring you out to be envious of you. He didn't bring you out to gossip and backbite. But he brought me out to declare his name. He brought me out to stand on his word. He brought me out to make it known what he'll do for you if you hold out, if you endure to the end. I'm not the greatest. I don't profess to be the greatest. But I can tell you this. I'm a child of the King. I've been chosen. Hallelujah. I was foreordained. Oh, Jesus, for such a time as this. So I'm giving him glory. These are just some testimonies, some things that the Lord has done for me. I don't know what he's done for you, but I can testify of his goodness. I can testify that he brought me out. I can testify that I'm still here in the land of the living. I can't give nobody an opportunity to tell what he's done for me. I have to tell it because you don't know like I know. Hey, higher no more. Hallelujah. Every day of my life, the Lord is still doing great and mighty things. Ah, he brought me out. He brought me out. Hallelujah. So therefore, I'm going to praise him, and I'm going to always give him thanks. I don't wait to November to the day that the nation has set aside. Every day that he wake me up, I have a praise out in my spirit. Hallelujah. When I don't have a dime in my pocket, I can still look to the hills from whence coming my helper. Hallelujah. When I got a headache, I can still, hallelujah, call on that power that's in the inside and lay hands on my own self. Hey, God, and declare I'm healed by the blood of Jesus because of his stripes. I am healed. God, you're the Messiah. Hallelujah. Testify. We're talking about giving thanks today. Hallelujah. I done gave my thanks. Now I'm going to open up the lines, and I'm going to give you an opportunity. I see Pastor Caridia Singleton on the line. Hey, glory to God. This is my cousin. Hallelujah. And I can say something about us because we done been together. I'm even thinking about, hallelujah, when I moved to Los Angeles and I met her. She was the one instrumental in me coming to the Lord. Hey, hallelujah. And I went and met my cousin, but he wouldn't tell me nothing about the Lord, but Caridia did. He just was talking about the family. But she told me one day I was watching a basketball game, and it was an all-star game in Los Angeles. And she called me, and she said, girl, you need to come go to church. And I said, I'm not coming to church. I'm watching the all-star game, sweetie. I ain't coming to no church tonight. Are you crazy? And she said, Adrian. So she left me alone. Hallelujah. But how many know that when the Lord is dealing with you, the person might leave you alone, but God will keep on dealing with you until you surrender. So as I went back in the room, I tried to get back into the game, but something didn't let me get back. I know now it was the moving of God. Hallelujah, because he wanted to save me. He didn't bring me to Los Angeles to go mixed with the celebrities. He brought me there to save me. And then I found myself back in the room, Evangelist Kinnaman. And when I got back in the room, Sister Millie, the Lord wouldn't let me watch that game in peace. So I had to start putting on my clothes. And I put on my clothes. And I drove over there to 1010 Eastside Park in Inglewood, California. I'll never forget it. Ah, hallelujah. And that night, Elder Pitts preached a message. And the message was good. Hallelujah. And I knew the Lord was talking to me. And I got up. And I went up. And I got baptized in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I see Caridia on the line right now. And I'm going to let her give her testimony. But I'm telling you, I've been running for my life. That was February 1985. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you, if you want to be kept, God is a keeper. Hallelujah. He'll keep you even when you don't want to be kept. Some folks don't want to be kept. Hallelujah. But God is a keeper. He'll keep you through it all. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to Caridia. I don't see but five callers on the line today. So I thank God. Sometimes I'm happy when they don't have a lot. Hallelujah. Because God could have shown up his way. Amen, amen. Pastor Singleton, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in with us on today.
Praise the Lord.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
Praise
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I thank him.
Hiya.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
I just thank him today because I really hadn't planned on calling in. And the five that's on the line, that's who was meant to be on the line, Evangelist Bernard, because we seem to forget from whence God has brought us from. And I was just listening and thinking and reminiscing that God has brought me from a mighty long way. Not only once, but many, many times. The word says that we are overcome by the words of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. And I'm here to say I just thank him for bringing me out the muck and the mire. Today might be my last time, but I'm here to thank him right now for what he's done in my life. Sometimes we've been through so much that we're ashamed to speak from where God has brought us from. But God has brought me out from the muck and the mire. He's done so much for me. And maybe I can express some of the things where God has brought me from. He said if we be ashamed of him, he's going to be ashamed of us. And I don't want him to be ashamed of me. Hallelujah. But I'm ashamed of some of the things and the places where God has brought me from. But he did it for me to testify. And I'm going to testify today. Hallelujah. Because I want to overcome, hallelujah, everything that I need to overcome. Because I want to see Jesus' face in peace. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thank him today. Glory. Hayasa. Oh, Shalabosanda. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know that Jesus is real.
Yeah.
I know that he's real.
Mm.
Hallelujah. And me, of all people, should never be quiet from where God has brought me from. I'm telling you, he brought me out of the jaws of hell. Hallelujah. I know that he is a deliverer. Hallelujah. Because he delivered me from the demons. Hallelujah. I know that demons are real, but I know God is greater. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank him that I obeyed the voice of the Lord. I didn't know what was going on with me. But God led me to some people that knew I needed to be delivered from demons. And I'm here to tell you, they are real, can be real in your life. But God's name of Jesus is a strong tower, and the righteous were therein and are safe. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The devil tried, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. If I hadn't been led by the Lord, hallelujah, to people that knew him. See, you got to go where the name of Jesus is called upon your life. Hallelujah. We can run and don't want to go where people can deliver us. I had to be delivered. I had people that had put witchcraft on me, hallelujah. I didn't know it, but I knew something was wrong. So I went and traveled to Los Angeles, California, where my uncle, Bishop Winston Singleton, has a ministry of deliverance. See, you got to go, hallelujah, where you can be delivered. You can sit in a place all you want because you feel comfortable. Hallelujah, but that is not going to deliver you. You got to go, hallelujah, where the blood of Jesus is called over you, hallelujah.
So I
went on to Los Angeles. I'm thinking I'm going for one reason, but God knew
where I needed to go. So I went on to Los Angeles. Hallelujah. I didn't know about demons, hallelujah, and devils, hallelujah. But see, hallelujah, I'm so glad that I went. Mm. And when I went, hallelujah, my uncle and aunt knew that I had to be delivered. You better hear me now, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. And I went there, hallelujah, and they and I was just talking to them. I remember having a conversation. I was just talking, hallelujah. But God began to move. Hallelujah, the room grew cold, hallelujah. I'm telling you, the room grew cold. Hallelujah, see, the devil wants to kill you. But when you've been predestined, hallelujah, God has called us before the foundation of the world, hallelujah.
Yes.
And we shouldn't let nothing deter us, hallelujah. But the room grew cold, and all I remember was them saying the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. They began to call on Jesus. Hallelujah. And then I felt my body, hallelujah, being pulled like somebody was on my left side and somebody was on my right side. Hallelujah. I could feel the struggle, hallelujah, within my body. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I praise you. Hallelujah. I lift him up today. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And I'm telling you, hallelujah, the room was so cold. I got witnesses to this fact. Hallelujah. This is not a movie. I'm talking about Jesus. It's the real thing.
If you don't know him,
better get to know him. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
And the demons began to talk. Hallelujah. I found out who had put the witchcraft on me. I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you today. Hallelujah. I should never forget. Hallelujah. I should never doubt him. Hallelujah.
But
after you've been in this thing a long time, you seem to forget from where God has brought you from. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here to attest today that Jesus is real. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory
hallelujah.
To God.
And if you don't know him, you should get to know him.
He pulled me
out of the depths of hell. Because, you see, the enemy was trying to destroy me.
Yes.
Before I could be delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. And that's what he's doing today. He tried to destroy us before we can get help. Hallelujah. And I believe Adrian, hallelujah, would have been destroyed if she didn't move in the spirit. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. She would have continued to be hard-headed. Hallelujah. The enemy would have stole her life. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord,
to do me. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, I praise him. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Him today. And like I was saying, hallelujah, the Lord began to deliver me. Oh, hallelujah. And I was conscious. Hallelujah, what was going on? And after they finished, hallelujah, oh, thank you, Jesus. I thank him, hallelujah.
Thank you,
I went, hallelujah, and got baptized in the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Yes,
like
yes.
I say, we can call on Jesus in prayer. We can call on Jesus when we have a need for something. But we won't be baptized in his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was baptized in Jesus' name. That's why I'm so strong about being baptized in Jesus. Hallelujah. For the remission of sins, for the removing of sins. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so I was baptized. I repented for my sins. And then I rose to walk in the newness of life. Hallelujah.
I went on to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Because mm-hmm. I didn't want to, I was scared after I went through my deliverance because everything became real to me.
All right.
It was real to me.
Mm.
Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you, God has did more than that. He's
mm-hmm.
more than that. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
He delivered me. Hallelujah. And I remember, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
After I got filled with the Holy Ghost, because you need the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, to continue on in this thing. Hallelujah,
yes.
To become in the fullness of a new creature.
Come on.
You need the Holy Ghost. And we're still not perfected yet. We're
Come
not
on.
Completed yet. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Hallelujah, because we've got to get the fullness. You go on to get the fullness. I made
mm-hmm.
many mistakes. I've slipped, hallelujah, and fell since then, hallelujah. But the scripture said, hallelujah, a good man falleth seven times, and the Lord will raise him up. Hallelujah. Don't think, hallelujah, you haven't slipped and fell in this thing, but God is right there. Saying, come, my daughter, come, my son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will raise you up. And he did many things, many times. I was living in Los Angeles. Hallelujah. And I had to ride the bus to work because somebody had put sugar in my tank. Adrian knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It was her landlord that had put the sugar in my tank because he was upset with me for helping Adrian.
Mm-hmm.
And so my car went out, and I had to, hallelujah, I had to ride the bus to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to walk home
from
the bus stop, which was a little ways. And I remember I had to go through the park. And anybody that lives in Los Angeles knows it's a dangerous place. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be a good place, too, for you.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I always felt somebody watching me when I would
uh-huh.
when I would walk through this park or when I would get dropped off at the bus stop and walk home. I always felt somebody was watching me. But you know what? God will not leave you ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
And this one night I have got off the bus and went to the store and was walking through the park. And I heard some footsteps behind me. And the faster I walked, the faster the footprints got. And it just so happened that they had the lights on at the park. They never had the lights on before at this park. And when I hit the park, the lights were on. And I started running to my duplex. And I got on my knees that night, and I said, Lord, I need some transportation. I got to work to feed my children.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, I need some transportation. I didn't have any money. Hallelujah, but I'm here to tell you, and Adrian is a witness. Not many days from then, a woman walked into my office and gave me her car, a truck. It was 6 months old. She said, I need somebody to take over the payment. I didn't have to give her any down payment or any such thing. She just let me take over the payments of a brand new truck. It was new to me. It was 6 months old. And I just thank him. Hallelujah. All we got to do is seek the Lord while he may be found, Hallelujah. And God will answer your prayers and give you what you have need of. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I'm here to tell you, God is a good God. He doesn't want any of us to perish. Like I said, God has done so many things. I was so poor, but I started testifying, saying that I was going to give my way out of poverty. And every time I stood up, I said, I'm going to give my way out of poverty. And I'm here to tell you, God began to bless me. Isn't that right, Sister Adrian?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
God began to bless me, saints.
Yes,
and who's ever listening on this broadcast, we got to learn, and I'm reminded to wait on God sometimes because he doesn't hurry up and do what we want him to do. Hallelujah. We don't want to wait. We go and try to do things ourselves.
Yes.
But God wants us to wait until our change comes. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I got to wait. You got to wait until your change comes. Because change is an instant. You got to go through something.
Yes,
and I'm here to tell you, and I'm going to say this, I can tell you many things God has done. Many things. And he's still doing things. And I can tell you this. I have backslid. Oh, hallelujah. I can't blame nobody else. I'm not going to say because of church people. You know, we try to justify our backsliding. But we can't justify it. Whether you go out to church building or whether you're sitting in the church. But you can sit in the church in a backslidden condition and God will still deliver you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
if you just sit there and keep hearing the teachings, hallelujah, keep praying, God will deliver you. But what I did, I went out the church building. Hallelujah. But I wasn't out of God per se. Hallelujah. I went back after all that God did for me. I'm here to tell you I went back in the world. But you know what? I wasn't satisfied in the world. Hallelujah. I waited till I was old and start smoking crack. Hallelujah. Never smoked crack before, but I start smoking it, hanging around the wrong crowd. But I'm here to tell you, God kept me while I was in that situation. I began to witness to people. Hallelujah. And they would tell me, you need to go on about your business because, hallelujah, you don't belong in this situation. And I didn't. And I'm telling you, and God is my witness. I just told him on Sunday, he used to use me in that situation. I never got high. Oh, hallelujah. And I thank him for keeping me while I was in the situation because some of us won't get up off our do-for-nothing stool. We're sitting in the church, gospel fast. We won't go and out in the hedges and in the highways and compel them to come. See? While we're sitting on our do-for-nothing stool, waiting to preach, hallelujah, waiting to speak, hallelujah, Jesus said the fields are white, hallelujah, the harvest is ripe, it's ready, We got people out there, hallelujah, that don't know Jesus. But I'm here to tell you, before any of us go and go to sleep, we're going to hear somebody is going to witness about Jesus.
Yes,
and I used to witness. I couldn't get away from it. I used to witness. The Lord had somebody, hallelujah, that was in the world. He began to talk to them, and they began to talk to me, and I knew it was God that was speaking to me, hallelujah. And I went back. I used to work out of town. I've been all over the United States, hallelujah. And the Lord began to speak to me through different people. I went to this church. The pastor told me everything, just about, I had done. And I'm telling you, I went back. I came to the church. That's been some years ago. But I thank God, hallelujah, that he didn't leave me. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to be with you always, even until the end of the world.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I know Jesus is real. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank you, Jesus, and I thank you. I thank him for his mercy and grace. Saints and the people of God that is listening to this broadcast, God got the people on here, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, that need to be on here. Hallelujah. That need to be on this broadcast that are listening. Hallelujah. I don't tell this testimony. These testimonies I've told you all, I don't tell. And that's why God is dealing with me instead of sitting on my testimonies. I have told them, but I don't make it a habit to tell them.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop sitting on my testimonies. Maybe that's why I'm having the time that I am now, because I won't tell what God can do and what he's done in my life. God has always dealt with me. Even as a little kid, I guess that's why the devil came, hallelujah, at me so hard, hallelujah. Because as a child, and you better watch your children, because we better stop talking to these children, hallelujah, like we're talking to them. Because God deals. That's why he said, I call the young because they're strong. God start dealing with you when you're a child. When Jesus ascended above, he gave gifts to all men. And the gifts, your children have gifts. Hallelujah. And we need to nourish them.
Hallelujah.
And bring them up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah in the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus, because God was dealing with me as a child. Hallelujah. And that's why the enemy comes, hallelujah, at our children when they're young, because they're predestinated before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. We better get on about God's business. We better start telling, hallelujah, those out there in the hedges and highways, about Jesus, what he can deliver. But sometimes when the drunks come up to you, you don't want to talk to them. Hallelujah. You don't want to touch them. But that might be your angel that God is sending to you. Hallelujah. They may ask you for a dollar. You can't get drunk on a dollar. You can't get high on a dollar or two.
No.
Hallelujah. And whatever, hallelujah, it's none of your business what they do. God will get them if they treat you wrong or take your money and do the wrong things. Hallelujah. And you never know when you find yourself in that situation. I never thought I never thought that I would backslide. All that God has done for me, oh, yes, Lord. And I used to say, put them out to church if they backslide. Not realizing there are many people, and maybe yourself, that was sitting in the church doing all kind of damnable things. And I wish I had just sat there until God delivered me. But I didn't. But God had me. I mean, I witnessed and prayed for people. God will use whoever he may. And we need to stop talking about people that have backslid. You don't know what God is going to do. How God is going to use them. Are you going in the crack house? No. Are you going to the gangbanger? No. Are you going to the prisons? No. We are just getting gospel facts. But I'm here to tell you, when the last trump sounds and he say, come on, people, don't be surprised if you find yourself left. Hallelujah. I don't want to be left. I don't want to be left. And I'm looking to Jesus, and whatever he say, they ain't going to, you know what, the reason why I didn't want to give my testimonies because I didn't want people to look at me strange.
That's right.
Hallelujah. But when you're gifted, they look at you strange and don't want to be around you anyway.
Yes, say that.
Hallelujah. When you're anointed, they don't want to be around. They're not going to be around you anyway.
That's right.
Because they love the darkness. Because their deeds are dark.
Yes.
So, hallelujah. People of God, hallelujah. You can't buy love.
Can't buy.
And the devil ain't going to like you anyway. He's not going to include you in his clique.
All right.
Hallelujah. It's time to be about. It's time to be about God's business.
Hallelujah.
And forget all this waiting for your chance to preach. They're not going to never call you to preach. Hallelujah.
Right. Thank you.
But we can. I used to tell people the pulpit. The world is my pulpit.
Come on.
It's time to be about God's business. Okay, Sister Adrian, I didn't mean to get on here. Well, hallelujah with all that because you had already preached, sister.
No, I testified. You didn't preach that. Oh,
okay. All right. You have a blessed day.
We thank God for Pastor Singleton. I tell you, I believe that you have got delivered today. You needed some delivery. And I heard what you said. You testified and you preached. And I'm just telling the truth. And it was all of God because somebody needed to hear that testimony. Somebody needed to hear those words from the Lord. You know, I heard what you said. You said you sat on your testimony because of your shameness. You were ashamed that you backslid. You were ashamed that you got out there and was on drugs, crack cocaine. You were ashamed, so you sat on your testimony because guess what? You're looking at what the people going, how they going to perceive you. But you said something powerful. Whether you testified or not, their own perception has already been formed. But guess what? You had to testify on God's goodness. And see, that's where we get blindsided because we're looking at people. We're still trying to impress folks. We're still trying to have them to have a great opinion commend you today, and I applaud you for being bold today and coming on New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection, and sharing, being transparent with our audience, because God has done something for you. I'm your lady, so I know what he has done for you. But we won't get up and tell it, because we
can't. Let me say this, Evangelist Bernard. Let me say this. And I never got hooked. Because the Lord had let me to know there were certain things about this. And you know what? I'm going to tell you. As I'm thinking about it and talking about it today, I knew God had led me. Now, you and people can have their own opinions. I don't care. But I never got hooked. I never went to a rehab. I never got out there and prostituted and such other stuff, because the Lord let me know how to move in and out of that thing. And I'm going to tell you, and my cousin is right here to attest to it. And I wasn't on it for years and years.
That's right.
So I know, and I never went to a rehab. Jesus was the rehab. Who say that, Obo Sanda? I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you, saints. And whatever you're going through is for your learning. It's for your learning. We quiet everything and are sad. See, the devil try to bring all kind of stuff that you used to do back to you to make you feel ashamed, and but because he's trying to steal your testimony. You hear me?
All right.
And if he steal your testimony, you can't overcome. Neither can the blood come, because there's no overcoming. So if we're overcome by our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Because the blood keeps being applied. The blood keeps flowing. Hallelujah, when you testify. Hey, glory to God.
Well, Pastor Singleton, we have certainly enjoyed you on today, and again, this was something that we hadn't planned, and I'm giving God the glory, because you still have some testimonies last week and this week, and I never know who's going to be on the line. Only God knows that, and the only reason I know is because the Lord allowed me to see your numbers as you call in. So we thank God for Pastor Singleton tuning in with us today.
And
God has done in her life. And let me say this, Pastor Singleton, that even today, I just feel it deep in my spirit that God is going to reward you for the boldness that you had to come on this line and share your experiences of being delivered from demons, sharing your experience from being delivered from crack cocaine, share your experience from being out there as a backslider, and the Lord had mercy on you and gave you an opportunity to come back. People of God, everybody don't get a second chance. And the reason they don't get a second chance, it's not because God don't give them a second chance, but the enemy comes in and distorts their mind, and they're not able to become sound again. They're not able to be restored back into the fullness, into the joy of the Lord. But those that the Lord allowed to come back, oh, God, you ought to have more money than your feet. Hallelujah, you ought to be out in the hedges in the highway every day. You ought to be telling somebody about the goodness of the Lord. I believe today, Pastor Singleton, that God has set you free. And I don't mean that derogatorily, because God wanted you to get up. And today, You, today is a new beginning for you. Today is a new destiny for you because you shared this openly with our listeners and our audience. Now God is going to start opening up doors, and I just feel it in my spirit. The Lord said every door that has been closed, God said he's opening up new doors for you because you was obedient, because you got on this line and shared about the goodness of the Lord. You look for the new doors to be opened in your life.
And evangelist,
I declare and I decree it today, new doors, new opportunities, a new destiny, honey. Hey, because God ain't through with you yet.
And evangelist,
Adrian,
God don't set us free. He makes us free.
Well, he has made you free today, okay?
Because when you're free, and whoever's listening, if you're just sitting doing nothing, God doesn't want you just to sit down. He don't want us just to sit and do nothing. That's not what he has called us to be a witness. And wherever you go to witness, because everybody has a testimony.
Right.
If you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you might not have gone like I've gone, but believe me, we have backslidden in our mind. And we're sitting on our pumping stool, not doing anything, thinking we're better than other people. We're not.
Amen. Well, Pastor Tim,
just because some sins go before and some sins are open.
Well,
and I
Pastor
guess God that I can deal with the open sins. Woo! But anyway, okay, Evangelist Bernard.
My broadcast today. That's my cousin, y'all. That's Pastor Singleton. I thank God for her. I have a time with her coming on the line. But the day God had already predestined this day, this day had been set aside especially for her because she done preached, she done testified, she done taught, she done gave us some knowledge. She done get it all today. So, you know, I can say she was the host of this board.
No.
She offered us a warm talk today, but that allow the Lord to have his way. I don't quit. When God is moving, I don't quit the spirit of God. We have to continue to let God flow. So thank you, Pastor Singleton, for that beautiful testimony and all the information that you have shared so willingly with us on today. Amen. I see Evangelist Doris on the line. I'm going to open up.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're just having a good time, Evangelist Doris. Again, we're just giving God some thanks, not because of it being Thanksgiving, but I believe that the Lord wants us to share our testimony. He don't want us to sit on all of the goodness that he has given us. When I opened up the broadcast today, I gave the definition of the word Thanksgiving. And God said, the two I really enjoyed was the grateful acknowledgement of benefits or favors, and also the public acknowledgement or celebration of divine goodness. And we know divine goodness comes from the Lord. So I thank God for Pastor Singleton coming on the line, and it was such a surprise to see him, but it was no surprise to God. Because God had already designed this day, and he wanted her to be made free, and he had made her free today, and I bless you for that. So we're going to Evangelist Doris. God bless you. Oh, we've had a time on this line today, Evangelist Doris.
Yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm really, really blessed to listen to, oh, my God, I can't wait to meet her. I'll be over there on the 9th. I'm really blessed for the testimony. I'm not in a place where I can talk right now, but I was listening. All right. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Call me and let me know how many people are coming with you. I'm trying to get our count together for the fellowship conference, I tell you. And I'm just, I've had so many people have called me and said they're going to be there. And I'm praying that the Lord will bless each and every one who have made that declaration to be there. I tell you, we're going to have a time in this True Fellowship Conference, so you don't want to miss it. I tell you, if you don't have a way and you're anywhere in the Bay Area, we will make connection for you to get here. You got to be here, and you have an opportunity to meet some of these women and men that God have graced us with on this broadcast. We will also be celebrating and commemorating 1 year on the Blog Talk Network. 1 year. And I tell you, I can't remember 2 or 3 times that we haven't been on this line, not because we're so faithful, not because we're not so diligent, but because of God's divine goodness upon our lives, we have been able to be on this line 5 days of the week and sometimes 6. We're going to give God the glory for that, and we're going to be doing some special tributes. So if you've been a part of this broadcast, if you've been a speaker, if you have been a listener, if you have been a supporter, if you have had an experience with New Destiny Ministries on this Blog Talk Radio, we are going to pay special tribute to you all. So I'm just so excited. You all don't know everything that God has put in my heart to do because of his divine goodness on our life. So we thank God for you. We're going to Evangelist Kinnaman. She had dropped off. I was looking for her. She dropped off, but I'm going to open back the line up for her today for her to have some comments all along. Praise the Lord, Evangelist Kinnaman.
Praise God. I was going to say, when you find Jesus, we have to look to him. We have to go to God. And when you find him, and he said he had find me, and you search your heart. You know, you have to have your heart in and what God wants you to do. You got to go after God with all your heart, your mind, soul, and strength. When you find something good, you won't let it go. And that's the way I feel. I found the good thing. And Jesus is a good thing. And you find something good, you stick with it. And a little song just came in my spirit. I have made a vow to the Lord, and I won't take it back. I made a holy vow. Down on my knees, I made this vow. A holy vow unto the Lord. So each and every one that's on this line, haven't made a vow, haven't been washed in the blood, haven't been renewed in the spirit, haven't been born again in the spirit, you need to be born again. You need to be set free. And Jesus right there waiting. He's waiting for people to just reach out to him. Because if you reach out to God, he'll reach back to you.
Yes.
But first, you got to make the first step. You know what I'm saying? You're like a little baby who, you know, began to walk. The baby, you know, wobble, you know, trying to make the first step. And the mother there to hold him up, you know. So that's what it is in the spiritual world. We have to make that first step to keep.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't make the first step, God cannot hold you up. He cannot give you what he needs to give you. He's waiting for you to make the first step to him.
All right.
And people's not saved and delivered. You need to make the first step. Just take a step. Take a step of faith. That's all you have to say. Lord, I give up my life. Lord, I know that I want to be whole. I want to be set free by your power. We have to make that first step. You make the first step, God will do the rest. And you have to have that made up mind. You have to make a made up mind to follow Jesus.
You got to give up this world to follow Jesus. You can't hang on to this world and think that you're going to, think God's going to give you what you need, which is a spiritual life. But you hang on the world, you got to let it go. For all the God bringing something new to you, which is the Spirit of God, which is His Spirit. We have eternal life if we hold on to Christ. We're not at the end yet. But at the end, there is an end. But hold on out. The Bible said, hold out. I'm going to hold out. I'm not giving out. I'm holding out. I'm not giving in. I'm not going in the cow. I'm holding on to Jesus. And we hold on to God's hand, unchanging hand. He'll hold on to you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Evangelist Kinnaman. I tell you, you know, this is a faith walk, and we have to also remember that we can't do nothing in and of ourselves. And as Evangelist Kinnaman said, you made a vow. We make vows every day, and we don't keep them. So we have no, we are never forewarned of what's going to come on tomorrow. But the Lord did say he would always send a warning before destruction. I don't believe that God is an unjust God, that he won't warn us. God does give us warning. But I am very, in my walk with the Lord, I'm very careful when I say what I wouldn't do, because I don't know what I wouldn't do. But we should say, if it's the Lord's will, I pray that I won't do such and such. I pray that I will do such and such. If it's the Lord's will, because we don't know. And I can tell you one thing. I can name one particular thing, not a thing, person, that will cause us to denounce or renounce any vow we made, mostly one of our children. Mostly one of our children, and you will see this flesh come alive. And all them years I've been saved, I've been in holiness almost 29 years, and guess what? Even today, over one of my children, I caught myself, and I'm going to say this and I'm going to close. I had an incident with my granddaughter, and she called me and she had just had the little baby about 30 days old. And she had a little incident with the baby's father. And I was so mad, Evangelist Dawn. I'm going to be honest with you. And I acted a plumb nut. And you say, Sister Agent, Evangelist Bernard, you what? Yes. Yes, because guess what? His flesh ain't dead, baby. Please know his flesh ain't dead. And when that fool is on your turn, I don't care if you've been in this thing 40 or 50 years, this flesh will rise up. Because remember, we're only walking in the spirit a percent of the, a certain percentage of the time. And the other time, we in this flesh. That's why the Bible said, mortify your members. So every day, we got to work on this flesh. And honey, they triggered something out in me. And I said, wait a minute. Holly, you guys said, you got the same. We all got something in common. And you know that commonality we have? Our blood is the same color. It may be a different type. You may be a type A. You may be another type. But guess what? All of it is red. So I told her, I acted like a pure heathen. Yes, I did. And I'm letting you know, this flesh, I'm saying that to let you know we ain't dead. We saved to be saved. We ain't crossed over yet. We are a work in progress. So don't say what you won't do. Hallelujah. Because I said, guess what? Y'all got the same kind of blood running through y'all vein that I have running through mine. And I know one thing, well, nobody going to mess with my granddaughter. You weren't going to jump on her, and I'm just going to stay there and say, oh, y'all know no more thunder. I'm going to just stay in there and talk in tongues. No, the devil is a lie. See, we got to realize Lord, fight your battle. Hallelujah. But I didn't hold my peace that day. I let this tongue begin to talk. And guess what? This flesh was responding to what this tongue had already spoke, Pastor Singleton. Now, I'm just going to be real. I'm a real person. See, I'm not Alice in Wonderland. I'm not walking around a Shandamatanda all day long. Please. Please, the Bible said first natural, then spiritual. So how am I going to perfect the spiritual things of God when I don't have the natural things perfected? So people, we got to work on ourselves. We have not crossed over yet. And ain't no holier than thou, folks, because we all have sin. We all have issues. We all have something we got to work on. Now, if you ain't got nothing you got to work on, maybe then you done cross over. But I don't see nowhere in the Bible where they testified and said, the Lord, you please God that he took you. The only two witnesses that I know he took was Elijah and Enoch. Now, you ain't the third witness, so that lets you know every day you live, you got something to work on. And I'm not saying that to refute anybody. I'm just putting it out there. Let's be real. Let's take the mask off. We are still vulnerable because we are in this world. We're not of the world, but we are affected by this world. And don't tell me you ain't affected, because every day you walk out your door, you affected. Every day that the Lord wakes you up in the morning, you're going to be affected. Because guess what? We're walking in the spirit. We're walking in the flesh. Hallelujah. Flesh and spirit. And flesh and spirit are warring against one another daily. We have war right in our home with our families. We're going to sit at the table this week for Thanksgiving. And we're going to praise the Lord and thank God for everything. And then guess what? The next day we won't even be speaking to our brother and our sister. So let's get real. Let's get real. We need to give God some thanks, and we need to empty our hearts, and we need to get this bitterness out, and we need to be able to go to people and ask for forgiveness and forgive. You ain't going to sit at my table and break bread with me, and me and you done had some differences, and we don't get that thing together. I'm not going to sit across the table from you and smile like it's all good. No, you and I are going to have a conversation. We're going to have to resolve some issues before I can get up over here and smile at you and be, oh, yeah, praise the Lord, a phony. We are some phony people. Get real. That's all I'm saying. Get real. So this week we're giving God some thanks. And in the midst of me giving God some things, I want to be real with the Lord. Because guess what? Ain't nothing hidden from him, no, huh? He know what's in your heart. He said, I know the heart. The devil don't know your heart. All he knows is what you speak from your mouth. But God said, I judge the hearts of men. I know the intents of your heart. I know the thought before it even enters into your mind. Hallelujah. So we giving thanks. I'm going to get on over. Yeah, I feel something rising. Hallelujah. So I'm going back to Pastor Singleton, and I'm going to let her have a final comment and do our closing prayer. I have enjoyed you today, Pastor Singleton. God bless you. Thank you, Evangelist Kinnaman. Thank you, Evangelist God. Sister Millie was on the line and also falling in love with Jesus. We thank God for our 4603 and the other people that were in the chat room on today. God bless you all, and I pray that you all will have a blessed and sacred and sanctified Thanksgiving. Back to you, Pastor Singleton.
Well, amen. Amen. I just thank the Lord for you, Evangelist Bernard, and for all the people of God that are on the air that are listening. And I'm just grateful, and I thank the Lord for what he continues to do in Jesus. So did you want me to pray?
I'll just do a closing prayer, and we'll see you all on tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Just do a closing prayer.
Okay. Lord, we just thank you today. And, Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning and for being able to come on this broadcast, Lord. And, Lord, I'm asking you to continue to bless Evangelist Bernard. And, Lord, bless your people. Bless your people everywhere, Lord. Bless those that don't have, Lord. And we're asking that you move in a mighty way, Lord. Help us to go out in the world and witness, Lord, of your precious name and the things that you're doing for your people. You're not dead. You're still alive. And, Lord, we just bless your people in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Looking forward to seeing you all for the rest of the week. Invite somebody on the line that has a testimony of what God has done for them. Invite them on the line where they can be made free also, as Pastor Singleton said on today. So we love you and we praise you and we thank God for you. Again, thank God for our guests in the chat room. And I tell you, to fall in love with Jesus. And as you do that, you're always able to give them faith, and you're always be able to put faith in the message that you have in Christ Jesus. God bless you all.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I ever done. In his arms I feel protected. Oh yes I do. In his arms never did connect them. Oh no.
Falling in love,
falling in love,
falling in love,
oh, oh, oh.
Ah, thank you, Lord Jesus. You're so good. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your name, God. Bless your name.